RTB Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, the first edition of the Veterinary Symposium in Cameroon opens in Yaoundé today on the theme, Role of Veterinarians in the Import Substitution Policy. In sports, Espoir Rugby Club of Yaoundé and Espoir Rugby Club of Douala have emerged winners of the 2024 finals of the Cup of Cameroon in the men and women categories. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The first edition of the Veterinary Symposium organized by the School of Veterinary Medicine and Sciences of the University of Ngaoundéré will be officially launched today in Yaoundé. The three-day event is expected to be opened by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Others, Professor Jacques Pham Ndongo at the Yaoundé Conference Center from 11 a.m. The theme of the symposium is Role of Veterinarians in the Import Substitution Policy. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, will deliver the inaugural lesson. Finance experts will today take part in a workshop on the management of public funds in Yaoundé. The event organized by the Ministry of Finance will be held at the Kremenkam building in the Mesa neighborhood from 8:30 a.m. Elsewhere, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, has inaugurated the depository of medals of National Order of the Republic of Cameroon. The collection, which is found in the National Museum, harbors a copy of each of the different medals awarded to meritorious Cameroonians. The inauguration was part of a double ceremony which included the commemoration of the Merit Order of Cameroon. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam with more.
The duty to remember, the necessity to celebrate, and the possibility to inspire. That is the sense behind the Conservatory of National Orders inaugurated by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, on behalf of the President of the Republic. Here, copies of all the different national distinctions awarded to Cameroonians for meritorious services are on display. The depository is a means of celebrating the millions of Cameroonians who have been honored across the years for meritorious services to the state. It also serves as an inspiration to the young generation to serve the country with commitment. The inauguration comes on the same day the Grand Chancellery of National Orders is celebrating the centenary of the Cameroonian Merit, which was first attributed in 1924 by Frenchman Theodore Paul. Today, the system of official decorations is still in use. Joseph Dion Gute, Prime Minister Head of Government, representing the President of the Republic.
It is appropriate to emphasize that the cultural and historical speech which captures our attention today inevitably evokes a sense of pride. It is an instrument that immortalizes the past initiatives as well as present and future actions of the Cameroonian system of national orders and medals. While celebrating the centenary of the Order of Merit in Cameroon, I declare the Conservatory of the Museum of the Grand Chancery of the National Orders open.
Behind the double ceremony is a desire by the National Chancellery to celebrate commitment to nationhood and inspire even greater commitment. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, the National Museum.
Now in health, the Cameroon Population-Based HIV Impact Assessment Survey, CAMFIA 2024, will be launched today at the Yaoundé Hilton by the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi, at 11 a.m. The event will be marked by a declaration to be made by Public Health Minister alongside the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon. Still in health, the 2024 edition of the AIDS Free Holidays campaign has been launched in Yaoundé in a ceremony co-chaired by the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi, and that of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. The event was attended by the Executive Secretary of African Synergy and many other high-profile personalities. Ayimbile.
Punctuated by five key speeches, the heavily attended launching ceremony of this year's AIDS Free Holidays campaign unfolded with a commitment to fight. One echoed by the representatives of the youths trained as peer educators to raise awareness among nearly 3.5 million young people in Cameroon and determined to help their mates make responsible choices to build a future without AIDS. A call re-echoed again by Minister Monona Futsu, who galvanized the youths into singing the national anthem, evoking feelings of patriotism, which he said seems to be sinking among young people. In effect, drawing from last year's head of state's message to the youth, Minister Monona Futsu said young people, including peer educators, should consider themselves as young ambassadors of FIRST, the message of the President of the Republic, who urged youths to raise awareness on rising moral depravity, and secondly, of the First Lady's perpetual fight to reduce HIV/AIDS among young people. A concern that has always been that of Mrs. Chantal Biya and her AIDS caravan of the African Synergy, now on for the past two decades. Efforts highly acknowledged by Minister Manauda Malashi, humbled to be part of an event unfolding under the canopy of Mrs. Chantal Biya and piloted by the Executive Secretary of African Synergy, Jean-Stéphane Biacha. And in one word, the Minister of Public Health enjoined the youths to steer away from all deviant behavior, noting that these render young people vulnerable to HIV infections, before declaring officially opened the AIDS-Free Holidays campaign that will unfold nationwide under the theme No to Moral Deviances and Moral Deprivation, Yes to a Future Without HIV and AIDS.
Ayimbile in that report there. Away from health now, the Cameroon Policy Analysis and Research on Economic and Social Center will today organize a national workshop to present results of two studies carried out on the needs, capacities and constraints of sustainable development with special focus on the employment trend in Cameroon. The event starts at 9 a.m. at Mansell Hotel in Yaoundé. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Bedoun Part, will have an audience with the Executive Secretary of an initiative known as God of the Forest, Etoile Blaise, and Cameroon's advisor at the Ethnological Museum in Berlin, Germany, Le Grand Chachua. The meeting, billed for 10:30 a.m., will take place in the conference room of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. And now in news out of the country, Donald Trump has questioned Kamala Harris's racial identity during a heated exchange at a convention for black journalists. Trump falsely claimed the vice president and presumptive Democratic nominee had only emphasized her Asian American heritage until recently, when he claimed she became a black person. And in sport, Espoir Rugby Club of Yaoundé and Espoir Rugby Club of Douala are winners of the 2024 finals of the Cup of Cameroon in men and women categories. Espoir men defeated city rivals YUC Rugby Club by 12 points to 7, while Espoir ladies of Douala won their fifth consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon after overpowering all-time rivals from Dream Sport Academy of Yaoundé by 15 points to 3. After the two finals that were played at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, Ben Collins-Nibero got the reactions of one of the players of Espoir Ladies, Shekina Bassi. Take a listen.
I'm very glad, as usual, because it's not our first competition, it's not our first victory. This is the fifth time we're carrying the cup, and first time we're being scored, we're happy, at least we made it again.
What has been the force of Red Dragon, the fifth consecutive title of the Cup of Cameroon?
Train, working hard, communication, and then the best thing is like we work together, and we're in peace, we're in union. That's what makes our force.
The last four titles, your opponents did not succeed to score a point against you people. Today, before Dream scored three, what went wrong? It was towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I would just say at that moment we missed something, and then the team get the advantage to score. So the next ambition is to win and still win it again. So we don't just come to win, we'll make sure that we enjoy the game and then we'll go back with our cup.
Cameroonian judoka Richelle Sopimbela, one of the four remaining athletes for Cameroon at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, has intensified preparations in Paris ahead of her first outing this Friday against world champion in the plus 78 kilograms judo category, Japanese-born Akira Soni. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.